I think it is pretty unique. When we argued, how could we know just by a traffic management plan written by the council in planning that these vehicles wouldn't come through? I think Persimmon and we came up with the idea, well, couldn't we track vehicle number plates? And pretty much it worked as a dream. Although we knew from the outset that these cameras would track lorries through on the official route, that if they didn't come through that route, then a fine would be placed by Persimmon on those vehicles, which logically would have stopped them doing it again in the future. And I should say that the vast majority of lorry drivers did obey the formal route, and it was only those that didn't that received this fine, which built up into this fund. I have heard figures between 20 and 40, but it will be split equally between the two town councils, which, in their position as councils, are probably better organised to distribute it. That's the sort of real icing on the cake.